This is Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell on CITR. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, just me playing some music. No live band this week, skipping this week. Last week, if you were tuning in, Necking played. And next week, we have Mr. Merlot playing a live set in studio. So tune in next Thursday for sure if you like the live music sort of programming. But now, music. I'm going to play some stuff that is canned coming off the internet airwaves as it is. There is a whole bunch of shows happening this coming weekend. There is a show at a little place that you will be able to find on the internet. There's a show with Pale Amps. Sorry, I'm reading Pale Red, Shrouded Amps, Cave Girl, and Cruel Sports. The title of the show, they mix the names of the band together as kind of a funny, as they did. Anyways, that's happening this Saturday at the everyone's favorite secret venue. So I'm going to play for you some music from these bands, maybe all of them that is playing that night, starting off with Cave Girl. This is CITR 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird, Radio Held. Thanks for listening.
Superstore by everyone available. Line them up in a row and throw them out line by line. One, or alternatively, get close to some.
I'm just at Shindig.
That was a really inspiring set.
CATR and Discorder's Battle of the Bands. They've been hosting it pretty much all year at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Past Pub, every Tuesday night. It's the semis. Yeah, well, there are 27 bands and 27 winners But these guys really aren't playing around to take the Shindig crown from last year's winner, Little Sprout. Yeah, coming out. You could win a free beer at Jokes for Beers. And watch these bands battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Silver Fox Postering, Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery, Pandora's Box, Vadermaster Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Quest, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hill, Hastings Mill Brewing Company, Six Cent Press, Blue White Studios, and Print Print.
The third round of semis is January 23rd. It's Basic Instinct, Pleasure Blimps, and Sorry Edith. Yeah, see you there.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM is what we are on the dial, CITR.ca. You just heard the band BB. They are playing this weekend as well. Well, tomorrow. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Stylus Records, along with Pale Red and Boar Decor. Boar Decor was a band that made it to Shindig Finals this couple weeks ago. So yeah, Pale Red, BB, and Boar Decor. And I also played in that set some Pale Red because they are playing a bunch of shows this weekend, including the show that I was talking about earlier with Shouted Amps, Cruel Sport, and Cave Girl. So I played a bunch of songs. Well, I played a song from each one of those bands. I played a song called Lucky Like Me from the Shouted Amps. I played Time's a Blob from Parrot. I played Cruel Sport, Tie Your Shoes, and Cave Girl with a song called Bad Times. So that's at your favorite venue on Saturday. That is the cassette release party for Shouted Amps. This is a Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. As I was mentioning, a reminder at 11 o'clock, copy and paste would be the program that is on. Stay tuned for that, please. There are other things happening this weekend, especially on Saturday. Seems to be a lot of stuff going on Saturday. There is a show at a little place. Well, it's not a little place. It's a big place called the Rickshaw. There is a band called War Baby playing along with Dead Soft and Brutal Pluto. So, yeah, I'm going to play some music from those bands. As I was mentioning earlier, a couple members from the band Malk has now joined Dead Soft, Alex and Kyle. And Alex, who is now in Dead Soft, used to play for a time with BB, the band I just played. But I think since, even on this program, Joe from Joe Pass is playing drums on BB. And Joe Pass has a band, and now Meg, which is in the band BB, and Bella, which is already in the band BB. Anyways, they're all in Joe Pass now. It's a lot of band member sharing going on in Vancouver. That's all good. And all those bands that I mentioned, there's a website for Thunderbird Radio Hell at radiohell.ca. If you go to it, there's links to our podcast. There is links to our YouTube, Facebook. On the YouTube, you can see videos of some of these bands we talk about. There's videos for Shouted Amps. There's videos for BB. There's videos for Joe Pass. There's 70-something videos on that you can check out, and please check them out just for fun. I don't know. It's all good. All right, that's a lot of me talking. Let's do some War Baby. This is one from their previous full-length album. It felt like yesterday that they just put this out, but no, it's 2015. If you listen to the show anyways, they came on the show to promote it by, the album was called Death Sweats, and it's a board game. It's a video cassette board game. There's a YouTube page you can go to, video, speaking of YouTube, you can go to that. You can play along using the game board. I think it tells you to turn to whatever time. I think you kind of, it's like a choose your own adventure thing. And if you roll a certain dice, you just fast forward your video to a certain point, and then this instructions is acting. It's hard to explain. And they did explain it on the show back in 2015. All right, this is a song from War Baby, and it is called No Generation. It's off the record that I was talking about, Death Sweats, which came out back in October, very near Halloween on 2015. Now
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
January is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and the AMS and UBC are hosting a series of events for students, faculty, and administration to learn more about how they can prevent sexual assault. On Tuesday, January 30th, Place Vanier is hosting Sex in All Languages, a student-led dialogue on cross-cultural experiences with sex, empowerment, and safety at 5 p.m. If you have any questions or need resources in any way, you can head to students.ubc.ca/SAAM for more information.
You're just playing a game.
It's more than that. It's about adventure and saving the world and having magic.
UBC Theatre and Film presents a high-octane dramatic comedy laden with homicidal fairies,
evil succubi,
and 90s pop culture.
Acclaimed playwright Ki Gwin offers a life-changing journey for the geek within us all. Join Agnes the Ass-Headed on her quest to find and free the lost soul of her deceased sister in She Kills Monsters. From January 18th to February 3rd at 7:30 p.m.
in the Telus Studio Theater at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts. It's a Dungeons & Dragons tale exploring sexual identity, grief,
and some hella fierce woman warriors who about to open up a can of whoop-ass on ya.
Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. That is some brand new music from Stork with a song called Can You Hear It? Self-titled brand new album from a new band featuring, well, I know a couple people in that band. Luke Meat, who is the vocalist. He used to be CITR's music director. And Alan Forrester played on the show a few times. Probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, by himself, solo set at least. So yeah, Stork playing this Friday as well at Pub 340. Haven't been there in a while. Playing with a band called Mess and a band called Veld Verde and a band called Passive. And I also played a song from Passive in that set. I played a song called You Always Wanted a Family off the record number 2. Also in that set, I played some War Baby with a song called No Generation and some Bruto Puto with a song called Charlene off a new one from them called Long Time No See. Those two bands are playing along with Death Soft at The Rickshaw also on the Saturday. So there's a lot of stuff happening on Saturday. As I was mentioning, there was the Pale Red and Sheldon Abt show happening. And there is other things that is happening I'll tell you about. Seems to be that kind of show. It's kind of one of those pretty exciting and crazy weekend. There is a show at the Black Lab with the Wamiki, which is a band from Japan. They're playing with Vancouver's Shearing Pinks and Frank Love, also from Vancouver, and Flatbed, which is a band from Nanaimo, which I've seen once. And I believe they are the band that has a countdown clock on stage. And they play only until the clock counts down to 0. So that's happening at Pub 340. Let's play some songs from a few of those bands that is playing at Pub 340. Because why not? Let's start with Frank Love. Here is a song from the band. This is a song called Passion. Frank Love from a record called Best of Luck that came out just last year.
Thank you. strobe globe. Acid didn't dissolve. Don't. 1 hour later, smashing. Hallucination, majority. Don't. Jason. Only it has to be laced about 7 or 8. 2 in cases. 1 just hungover. Notice how many thoughts. Ridiculous. Thinking listed for confusion. I'm gonna be confused. Stay being paranoid. Various artists. Kristen is here. Kristen isn't here. Kristen isn't here. Kristen is here. Jada thinks I'm stoned. Camille's really enjoying this. Kendall is suspicious. Amy is young too. They're gonna be nice about it. Like young child's chalk. What Camille's tutu or cotton mouth imitation make me laugh so hard? I'm so glad my parents aren't awake for this. Ceremony, Ramona, Zach. Don't. Something from third grade, don't read. Let it be QMQK. Find a way, we need to find a way. Good night anyway. Camille's getting mad. Alicia, how? This is how. What? I'll read this. And in my mind, letting it gone. To be the same 37 times. In the back. Jesus. Nick. What's happening? Tim. Get out, Nick. Get out. Nick, what's going on? Here's a lady in the back room saying, alright people, hand over the money people. It's a lady from LHS. Home monitor. Nick, do I need to stash these? Tim, come on Nick, come on. Nick, but Tim, no Nick, come on. Right there, Nick has started to feel like I have no idea what I'm sniffing. It must have been laced with something, Jada. Writing, still writing.
The holidays got you down? Whether it's pressure to make it perfect, tension with loved ones, unfulfilled expectations, dissatisfaction at work, or unrest in the world at large, maybe combined with winter weather and darkening days, all of this can contribute to self-judgment and guilt, sadness, and lethargy. It's a tough time of year, and psychotherapist Jeffrey B. Rubin has 7 handy tips and tricks to help you out. 1. Connect with those you love. 2. Have realistic expectations. Seek good enough rather than perfect. 3. Cherish what you're grateful for. 4. Build in what helps you flourish. 5. Create healthy boundaries with loved ones. 6. Constructively address family conflicts through empathetic listening and compassionate feedback. And 7. Help those in need. Good luck out there, and I'm proud of you. George Barrett presents One Love, Vancouver's annual Bob Marley's birthday celebration bash. Don't worry about a thing and head upstairs at the Grandview Legion Hall on Saturday, February 10th for live performances by Canada reggae sensation Steel from Toronto, Boom Daddy Band, Redemption Sound, DJ Bradley, and DJ George Barrett with doors at 8:30. Jamaican food and refreshments are going to be on sale, so get your advance tickets for $25 at High Life Music, Zulu Records, Island Vibes, Barber Surrey, or Red Cat Records. This event is lovingly sponsored by Butter King, Co-op Radio, CITR and Discorder, and Wadada Hi-Fi Sound Systems.
Saying, let's get together and feel all right.
That is a two-piece called Basic Instinct. They are playing Tuesday as part of Shindig semifinals number three, the very last of the semifinals. This is where you get decide the last man to make it to the finals of Shindig finals. Date to be announced. I don't even know when that is. I think it's some Friday. I think it's Friday. It's I think unofficially it's Friday the February the 2nd. That's my guess, but I haven't seen anything about it yet. So yes, yeah, so it is Basic Instinct. They will be going up against Pleasure Blimps and Sorry Edith. I think those are the bands that will be playing on the Tuesday, the next Tuesday at the Hastings Mills Boo Pub, which is, you probably know it as Pat's Pub. The winner of that night will be joining Bore Decor and also Mama Rugel in the Shindig finals on a date, again, like I said, to be determined. What else did I play in that set? Yes, I played some Shearing Pinks. I played some Frank Love. Those are bands that are playing at the Black Lab on Friday. If you like what you hear, please go to Black Lab and check that set out. As a reminder, you are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. It is about a couple minutes past 10 o'clock right now. In an hour's time, copy-paste will be the program following this show. Also, a quick notice that I'm going to be here for a half an hour, and then in the second half of this hour, I will be doing a rerun of the set that the band Needles and Pins played back in November 30th of last year. Needles and Pins from Mint Records. We're on the show, played a very nice set. If you want a preview, I just literally a couple hours ago posted two new videos from that performance on the CITR. Well, no, sorry, the Radio Hell YouTube. If you want to access it, you can do a search on YouTube for Thunderbird Radio Hell, and Needles and Pins will probably show up. Or you can go to radiohell.ca to check out what was posted on that site. Okay, now I'm going to change the music a little bit, slow it down a little bit. This is a band, they're all bands, I guess. This is a band from Halifax called Floodland. They have a record that they just put out, they put out back in October last year. Static Walls is the name of the record. This is a song from them. It is called Static Walls. Sorry, the album is called Static Walls. The song is called CDQ. It's a four-piece band from Halifax. And here we go. Give it a listen. See if you like it.
First in line, wary of the treason, your eyes reflect in mine. All the fallen leaves and all the dead and fleas. If I heard you right, I'm lost on the wrong side of this official. You're working hard to come. Can't stop thinking wrong, trying to keep a little calm. Let's start a war.
listening to Uncle's tired old war stories. Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Yeah.
That is a band from Halifax, a Coet Denim, with a song called Shed a Tear, off a record that came out 3 years ago, ish, 2-3 years ago, called WWWDT. Yes, Wet Denim with a song called Shed a Tear. That said, it was just a random bunch of Halifax band that I put together. Before that, the song sort of in Chinese, I think it is actually in Chinese, Mandarin. Century Egg is the name of the band. The song is called All This Unpleasantness, off a record called River God that came out just last year. Before that, I played some Ochre Acres with a song called Oubliette. Feeling in Full is the name of the album that came out a couple years ago. And started off the set with a new one from a band called Floodland, called songs called CDQ. This is still CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. As I was mentioning, very shortly I will do a rebroadcast of the Needles and Pins set as they were here a couple months ago. It's about 26 minutes long set. I'm not going to do the interview part. If you really want to hear the whole thing, you can go to the CITR website and listen to the podcast of the entire program. We had a really good time chatting it up after the set, but you won't get to hear it today if you're listening on the radio. Okay, I'm going to just keep going until then. Got time to squeeze in about maybe three or so more songs. This is a defunct Vancouver band, two-piece, Shindig Winners back in the old days. This record just came out last year, the final record. They played one show to promote it. And a lot of people didn't realize that record came out, and this cassette anyways, and that the band was finished. The Hermetic, this is a song called Strategic Default, off their final cassette, which came out, yes, in May of last year. Postscript, here you go, Hermetic, CITR.
Made up our own rules, now we're
Champion Lawn Mower with a song called Inside Out off the cassette they just put out called Babies from Vancouver. I think named after this little shop that is on Kingsway, Champion Lawn Mower. I see it all the time when I, back in the days when you walk by. I think it's still there. Before that, another Vancouver band, The Trolls, with a song called Power Strangers off the EP Treasure Mountain. And I started off the set with the two-piece Hermetic off the final cassette that they put out called Postscript. The song I played from them is called Strategic Default. All right, just a reminder once again, at 11 o'clock, Copy Paste will be on. Stay tuned for DJ Autonomy. And now, from the show, I'm going to do a rerun of Needles and Pins when they were here back in November 30th of 2019.